And a very warm welcome back to Solidarity Breakfast.
A left response to the major developments in capitalism.
What they trade in is not wheat. They trade in famine.
A little dose of revolutionary optimism.
I think it's really important to sort of express solidarity globally.
It really is a deal by corporations for corporations.
The union forever defending our rights. Down with the black leg.
If you think the ABC's left wing, don't listen to this program.
Solidarity Breakfast, 7:30 to 9 a.m. Saturdays, 3CR 8:55 a.m. streaming and 3CR digital, podcast or audio on demand. And of course, the website, solidaritybreakfast.org.au.
Solidarity forever!
Good morning, everybody. This is Annie and we've got a full house. G'day, Anila. How are you?
Hello. I'm pretty good.
Yeah,
almost fully recovered. Almost back up to scratch. But I'm very excited to be here this week. It's nice to get out of the house again.
Well, we're glad you're here. And of course, we've got Tobias. How are you?
Good, good, good. Yeah, glad to have Anila back.
Yeah.
It's good to be three peas in a pod.
Yeah, it is. And of course, you're on 3CR, your community radio station with Solidarity Breakfast. And it is, they said it was going to rain, but it's not. It's a spring day out there. So if you go to pottering in the garden, or if you're lucky enough to have one, or you want to go for a walk, it's a perfect time. But of course, put your headphones in and get on the community radio app and listen to us as you stroll along. We've got some headlines. There's pretty amazing things. So I'll start off with the gas leak that led to the death of a Sydney cleaner. He was actually a Nepalese student, Shiva Khatri. He's 25. The whole idea of a person being a cleaner in an Indian restaurant, dying of carbon monoxide poisoning in this day and age, really, really throws me. I think it's an indicator of the systems that we've put in place are actually a little bit shaky. The first reportage really threw me as well, because they talked about the brave five policemen who went in and were overcome. And I thought, it took me a while to realise that a young man had actually been killed, and it led me to wonder if the reportage of worker death is less important, and one of the reasons why OH&S is such an important element in our working landscape as we lead into the next commemoration of the falling of the Westgate Bridge, which of course was the real push up the bottom of the state when it came to OH&S and workers' deaths.
Yeah, I mean, in Italy as well, like, I can't help now but reporting more on Italian news with the Filef thing, with the Filef show on Wednesday nights, is that in Italy at the moment there's an average of 3 deaths a day on work sites, especially building sites. Like, the very large difference of a union like the CFMEU protecting those work sites and what it actually means for families of workers.
Well, that actually turns on to a piece of reportage that came up during the week. We've been getting a lot of stuff in The Age, which is one of the papers that consider itself to be a suited gentleman. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of reportage about malfeasance in regards to one of the big major tunnel contractors. It was pretty unsavoury stuff.